Hamkabis b'shoyis the Rabbanon, so he's also Mekadeshis. The answer is, there it's only Chayishin Mekadushin, but Mekadeshis Gmur not. Because Mekadeshis Gmur le'avetim, bo'acha v'kitcho, Chayishin Mekadushin Shnei. All right. Leib Misayim. So obviously, that Mumarech Levelis Litiyovim is Bedik Sakim V'Leisim. Hakel Shochtim, v'af Mekuzi v'af Lorel, v'af Hil Yisroel Mumer, Hayoch Lechedome, Ilei Memeisoch, v'machmas Mile, Hay Yisroel Malio. So what kind of a Chiddush is? Yisroel Kosher? Of course he can share. Elo Pshitem Mumer Lores. Lores, because of Mumer Litovarechot, Lav Mumer Chalatere Kule. So yes, to share. Ime say, Vafil. So you can share. Ime say, Vafil Yisroel Muna. Hay Mumer Yechadom. I Mumer Udovar Echo, Al Dovar Acher, Nat Neveles, Hay Mumer Laoles. So it's already mentioned in the Reish. El Lav Mumer Leisidovo, Uchidrove. So in other words, he can share if Yisroel is a bit exactly in Israel. So Mora says, Loi, Lo Meimeloch, Mumer Leisidovo, Loi. My time is given the Dojbe, Keter Domele. Elo Mumer Avedis Kechovim, Uchid Ravonon. Tam Ravonon, Amar Shmuel, Yisroel Mumer Avedis Kechovim, Muta Lechel Bishchitosim. So in other words, it's no right. It's no right. Because we can say that Mumer Limveles, so he's not trusted even with Likasaki. Because since he's addicted, so true he's addicted with the oven. But once a person becomes addicted, so then he cannot be trusted that whenever it's not in conflict with his Taibes, that he will not do the Isa. At the very beginning, he became addicted because of Taibes. But once he becomes addicted because of Taibes, he is choshut to do the Avera even when it's not necessary for to gratify his Taibes. You see, we could say that. So, but then you ask, so what's the pshat in the price? It says, Vafil Yisroel Mumer. So we could say that the pshat in the price, Vafil Yisroel Mumer, is, it means Mumer Lav Lizoi. And it's like Ravonon. Of course, we don't pass like Ravonon because the Gemara in the end says, Tiyuv to the Ravonon. But right now, the Gemara is Deiche. Is Deiche this right? This right. All right. Rashi. ורואים מסייל לרוב, מומר לאור אורס, מבית מצווה זו, לאו מומר חד רכולה, ושוחד שפיר, עם מומר לדבר אחר, למצווה אחרת. ולרואים משחית אבל, לרואים מומר לבלס. לראיס דובר, לבלס לטוב, ויצ להשמין עוד אפילו מצווה חושן עלו, כי מזם לתאיר סמכין עלו, כתאיר דום עלי, ולאית למים על לשום כתאיר ואוכל יסורי, דו כתאיר חושב לי, אלו מומר דקטון לעד לסחובים, ויסר להשמין עוד משום דום אמר, חמור אבל יש חומש כבר עקיף הבוקים אין יכולה תראה כולה ואפילו הוכה סמכין עלו כרבונון נאו, כתב זה מחליקס דרמבם נול דרישי דרעול דרישי אם אקסט דרמבם הול נאו, we passed like home even though the Gemara now refute the Raya why? Because we can explain the Braise in accordance with Rabbonon's din but at the end, the Gemara says to you to the Rabbanan. So we cannot explain the price in accordance with Rabbanan's deen. So then there is a Rayan from that price. So it's a price before Eshes like Chove. So we pass Mumarech on the Mills problem, Bedik Saki, basically. But only Bedik Saki. But if we're not Bedik Saki, then it's Choshut. Then it's Choshut. So most Rashidim say only Mumar Limveles is Choshut without Bedik Saki. But Mumar to any other Avera, not Limveles, so doesn't even require Bedik Saki. Because he's not addicted, let's say, to Nevelis. He's addicted to Shatnes. He's addicted to Geluach Beis. I mean, he's addicted to other Yisurim. But not to Nevelis Atreves. Not to Nevelis Atreves. So Nevelis, he can share without Dikasaki. Without Dikasaki. So, but the Rambam Shita is that not only Mumarich Nevelis Litov requires Dikasaki. Otherwise, we cannot rely on Ishvite. But in Mumer, any Aver, if someone is in Mumer to any Aver, so he cannot rely on his Shchite. Because maybe he was Sheikhed with a Sakin problem. And he didn't want to bother to get another Sakin or to fix this Sakin. He didn't want to bother. But that's the Rambam Shit. Now, so actually there is a slight riot for the Rambam from this price. Because the Gemara says, the price says here, Hakel Shocht in Vafil Kus Vafil Or Vafil Yisrael Mumea. So the Gemara said, So it's a price that the Mumal Dovarechot can share. So according to all Rishayim, not the Rambam, it means Hakel Shochtim without the Kesakim. According to the Rambam, it means Hakel Shochtim, Vafurikus Vafuloro, it means Al Yidei Bdikasakim. But let's see whether it means Al Yidei Bdikasakim or not. So now the Gemara says, Eime Seyi, Vafil Yisrael Muna, Hai Mumal Echadom. So the Gemara refutes that because maybe it's like Ravonon, but the Yufte Ravonon. So we have to say, according to Maskon of the Gemara, that the Yufte Ravonon, that the Pshat in the Sefer Yisrael Mumer means Mumer Leisidova, and the Braise neither in the Sefer mentions Dikasakin nor in the Reisha mentions Dikasakin. So the Rambam deduced in as much as the Braise doesn't mention Dikasaki in the Reisha or in the Seife, and in the Seife it certainly means Dikasaki, so in the Reisha it also means Al Dikasaki. The other Reisha will have to say no. The Seife is reference to Al Dikasaki, but the Reisha even without Dikasaki. Alright. Goofy. Omar Avonon. אמר שמואל, ישראל מומר אבל ישכחו ומותר לאכול משחתו עושה, שכי מוצינו בי שופט מלך יהודה, שנהנה מיסוד הסחוב, שנהמה ויזבר לאכול צינו בו כל הריב, לריב ולמה שרימי, ויוסיסי הוא לעל ישראל ימי סגילות. Now, we know that תחוב was an עבד אבל זורי, was a מומר אבל זורי. ישופט was one of the מלוכים צדיקים in יהודי. Now, here there was an association between Yehoshaphat Melech Yehuda and Achav Melech Yisrael. So, and it's mentioned that Achav made a feast, I mean that he had slaughtered a lot of tzein and bokor, and Yehoshaphat and his people feasted together with Achav. So that means that Achav, who were the Shochtim? Achav and his people, who were the Shochtim. Now, Achav was an Ibn Abizore, and the servants were Ibn Abizore, so they were all Mumrim Yisrael, Yisraeli Mumrim Abizore. And still, Yehoshaphat, who was it, in Melech Kosher, ate from the Shechita of Achav. So it's a raya that when Mumrim Abizore shares, the Shechita is Kshir. That's the raya. So the Gemara says, how do we know that Yehoshaphat ate? It only says Vayizbach Leyachov Tzinu Boko. Vayisiseyo La'al Yisrael. Vayisiseyo, he enticed Yehoshaphat to go to Remeiz Gilot. Vidiuma Mizbach Zovach. Meichel Lo Yachal. Maybe Yehoshaphat didn't eat. So he says, no. Vayisiseyo Ksiv. He says he enticed him. So how do you entice a person? By giving him to eat. Vidiuma Bidvorim. Maybe he just enticed him with good words. He enticed Yehoshaphat with good words. Ein hasose bidvar. Hasose means not just words, but achile usi as well. Veloi vaksiv ki yesischo achicho baachile veki vaksiv ki yesischo achicho. Stop. So what does it mean? That's the parasha of Meisis Umadiach. What is the Meisis? He verbally entices Jews, Lavrizor. So we see that the term at hasosin can have reference to verbal hasosin. So he says, Bachila we see. Now, so this is the Mechaschinus Kashe, why the Rambam is mashmit, this Gemara. So in this Gemara, it's mashma that when is a Mesis, Mechuyev Mise, only if, let's say, he invites a Jew to his home, and he prepares a feast for him, and he's the host, and then he gives him to eat, he gives him to drink, and in the course of feasting, he injects a statement there of asos. I I mean, this is the approach of the missionaries. Why are the missionaries so successful? They get a hold, you know, of poor Jewish children, you know, and they give them money, I mean, and they give them to eat, they give them to drink, they give them candy, these things. And then, in the course of the friendship, they mention a few words of Hasos El Arizal. So this means, because this is a very effective approach in being with Macy's people of Arizal, through Achilu Yisir. So that means that when is a Macy's Chayav Mise only if he's Macy's Jews Lavad Izore in the course of serving food and drink to Jews. So then is Chayav Mise. The Rambam is Mashmi, Daddy. The Rambam is Mashmi. So in the Chaschino Cheskes, that's Kash. Alright. So the Gemara says, no. The word Asose has the connotation of Achille, includes Achille Yisir. So even though the Torah says he is Sischo Achicho, and they are, the Chiyuv Mise is not for giving food and drink. So the Gemara says, no, Achilu Yisir. Of course, the Chiyuv Mise is not for giving food and drink, but the Chiyuv Mise is only when the Asose takes place in the course of serving food and drink. Vaksiv, Vatisiseini Bey, Livale Chinom, Tziposik Liev, Limayle Shana, when that term is used in connection of Milo or in connection with providence, so then of course so it does not include Achilusia. But when it's used when the term Asose is used in connection with the Hediyet, with the person, so then with a human being, so then it includes the element of Achilusia. So since here it's mentioned by Siseyu, La Ale Isel Remeis Gilod, so it implies that he gave Yehoshaphat to eat of the Tzeinu Bokor that he slaughtered. So it's a raya that the Shchita is a Shchita Kshel. V'dilmo mishta ishte meichal maish nesiyeh d'amrinu mumal abriz kichovim v'abri mumal chalat rekule achil ename mumal abriz kichovim v'abri mumal rekule. So the Gemara says, hochash shiyeh stam yeinamu. It wasn't Yaineseach. So even if we say that the Mumal Avrizore has a din of Ki'akum L'chol Dvorov, so it only, the Yain is only Yoseach on the score of Stam Yenom. Stam Yenom is only Yoseach Midrabonon. And Stam Yenom is only Yoseach Midrabonon. And who asked it? Zikne Bishama, Zikne Bisilal, that's one of the Chesdomo that goes through Al Yenom Mishim Nisayim. But this was long, long before the Yitches Dovo were enacted. So later there was no problem in drinking the wine of Achav. Even if Achav had a din of a Mumal Avrizore, of a Mumal Chater, of a Mumal Chater, Kule Kiakum Chodrov. Mashenke, Shchite, if we say that the Mumal Avrizore is a Mumal Chater, Kule, and has a din of Kiakum Chodrov, so it's the Vela Midrai, say. So how was Yishofot allowed to eat? ודאין לסיים של חומים אבל אכילה אין לו חומר חומר מול חתר כולה יבוא יסיים אליו וחדי מלכה מי שיהיה בלוי מיך just isn't nice for a melech to drink without eating. I mean that looks like a shikya, you know, when you drink without eating. So your shofar certainly would not have drunk yayin without eating, so he ate too. And the boy is saying, ויזבח ויססהו, כסיב, במי יסיסי בזביכי, ודיל מה, so it's a raya, that's the raya of Havana. So it's a raya that the shchita of a mumel avrizore is mutaris. Otherwise, Yishofot would have been forbidden to partake of the shchita of Ach. So the Gemara says, ודיל מה יוודיה זובח. Maybe יוודיה. Yuvadiyah was one of the servants of Achav, Yuvadiyah Novi. He was certainly Yisrael Kosher. So he was the Sheikhet. So the Reif Ksiv, because so many sheep were slaughtered, Yuvadiyah couldn't have done it. Yuvadiyah lo yhav esofik. Vidil me shivas alofim zavuach. Dichsiv vishalti bi Yisrael shivas alofim. Kol abikayim asher yikoru libaal. So even in Shemrei, there were 7,000 Jews who refused to kneel to the Avrizore. So Memele, it could have been slaughtered by the 7,000 Jews who remained loyal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Murav Mitnarim Yizevel, because Yizevel made the purge of all those who are loyal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Mele, they wouldn't have been around, they wouldn't have been available for Shechita. So who was available? Who was not afraid? Those who worship the Baal. Vidilmo Gavra de Achav Avamayle. But maybe the servants of Achav, were not in the Avizore. So lo yisal gedaitoch. V'chziv, meishil makshiv al dvar sheker, kol mishosef mishon. So it's a cloud. If the master is a Roshe, so the mishosef are also mishon. V'dilmo gavra di yishofat, namer la'av emayle. So zavuach gavra di achov, ochel gavra di yishofat, zavuach yivadiye couldn't check for all this, for all the people, for all the servants, but just for Yishofat himself, he could have shared. Ochel Yishofat lo yisal taitoch, midimei shil makshiv al vashek yakol mishoso, rishoyim, holit varemes, mishoso tzadik. So mele we have to presume that the servants of Yishofat were all tzadik. He wouldn't have maintained a step of rishoyim. Vidilmo zavu al gavre yachov ochel achov, vigavre, So maybe it's no raya that Yishofot ate from the shkita of Achav or Achav's servants who are equally in the Avizore. So Gemara says no. The raya of Ravonan is because la'ave maflik nafsheinu minei. In other words, if a mumel Avizore had the din of a mumel chalatere kule and ki'akum l'chol dvarov, so then Yishofot would not have associated himself in so much friendship with Achav. The fact that Yehoshaphat associated with Achav in so much friendship shows that Yehoshaphat did not consider Achav as a mumen. How can we see that Yehoshaphat can associated himself with Achav in full friendship, unmitigated, undiminished friendship? Because it says you said komeni komecho ki ami kamcho alamato kisusi kisusecho. In other words, that means komeni komecho ki ami kamcho. In other words, we can have full undiminished commingling. In other words, we can eat from your shchite. We can commingle like brothers. I mean brothers. So they don't refrain from eating from one another's shchite. So here, it also meant that we can commingle like brothers. Elamato kisusi kisusecho hochename, elamaita haba asusecho teva asusi, hochename maita haba aloch vilu imo, vilu amoch tevo alai vilu ami. How do you know that when Yishofot says, komeini komeicho kami kamcho, that he meant we will have full undiminished commingling? Maybe he only meant we have a common destiny, and we have to fight together against the common enemy. Not that we'll have full, undiminished communion. So, Ela Me'och, Melech Yisroel V'Yishofot, Melech Yehuda, Yeshvi V'Yishal Kisei, Meluvoshim Godim, Begirem Pesach Shah Hashem Rein, Mai Ger, Ilei Megirem Mamesh, Otu Shah Hashem Rein Geren Ad, Ela Kigirem, Nitnan Sanet Anoi Soka Chatsi Geren, Agulo, Kishereim Zeze. So in other words, they were sitting in friendship, be'avo, be'achvo, be'sholem, be'reyus, like the Sanhedrin was sitting. So that means that they did not isolate themselves from Achav's people in any way. Because if they had isolated themselves from Achav's people to the extent of not eating from their shrite, they could not sit together like a Sanhedrin. So he says, alright. So that's the raya of Ravonah. In other words, that the Mumel Avizore does not have a din of Mul Chaterekule. So there is no posik that says that Yishofot ate from Achav Shchite. But there is a posik that indicates that they were sitting together in such friendship that it appeared that they were disposed to have a full communion. That means to eat from one another's food. So the tziraya that Yehoshua did not consider Achav as a mumal chotel. All right. Rebbe Misael. V'yoyevim mevim loy lechem. So it's not tziraya mechachas from that pasuk, because after all, I mean, we could say they were sitting in friendship, but still, Yehoshua was not disposed to eat from Achav Shchite, in spite of the fact that he associated with Achav in full friendship. All right, Leib Messiah. Turabon, V'ayavim mivim leilechem uboso babekeh vilechem uboso be'arev. In other words, Elio, he didn't conceal himself in a cave, so the Eavim, they brought to Elio food every morning and every evening. Where did the Eavim bring food? From the kitchen of Achav. So that means it was slaughtered by Achav's men, and they were all in the Avizore. So this implies that the Shechita of Israel in the Avizore is Sheol. So the Gemara says, Al Piyadi Boshan. Al Piyadi Boshan. So in other words, that there was especially Rasho. Especially Rasho. So in other words, a Novi, if a Novi tells a Jew to do an Aveira Lefisho, so he's allowed. Because a Novi has a Keach, to be a Keach, a Dovo Lefisho, just as Elio was Makriv, Shchuti Chutz Bibomo, in order to be Makriv Nevi Abar. Because Elof Tishmon, so there is a special Aloche, that a Novi has a Keach to be a Keach, a Anisa Teo Lefisho. So here too, there was a Roasho for Elio to eat Leveira. So maybe it's no Raye that Shchidosik Sheiro, it was Shchidosei Asuro. But here there was especially Roasho for Elio to eat of that Shchidu. My Yervin, Omer Rabin Yervin Mamish, Ravens. Omer Ravude Bami Yume, Vidil Metrei Gavre, the Havishmei Yervin. Maybe it was two individuals whose names were Irvin. Milksiva Yargo Seven Bitsur Ere Bezev. So there, Omalis Ramoy Minse the Tavaya Havishmeya Irvin. So it's impossible, it's inconceivable that both individuals had the same name. Vidil Melshim came on. Maybe they were called Irvin because they came from a place that was called Erev. Milik Siva, Rom Yotsuk Dudim, Vayishbu, Mehatsisoyo, Naro Ktano, Vikashlo, Kol, Naro, Vikol, Ktano, Vomar Avdos, Ktano, Diminuure. So Naro doesn't mean they made it, but it means from a place, Nuure. In Kain, Irvi, Miboyare, not Irvi, with two yuds. If it meant from the place, Irvi, so it should say Irvi. All right. Now, let me say to Rabon that Yisroel Mumel Avrizore does not have a din of Mumel Chaterikule. Even though he mentioned the Raya from Melech Yisroel v'Yishofat Melech Yehudo, v'Melech Yisroel v'Yishofat Melech Yehudo yeish v'Yishal Kisim v'Bashim, but that's not the Raya Mechoachas, because we could say he associated himself in real friendship with Achav, but not to the extent of eating from Achav Shchit. So Leime Misayel, Hakel Shochtim v'Afilu Kusi, ואפילו אורו, ואפילו ישראל מומר, היי אורו לכדומה, אילו אם שמי זוח מחס מילה, היי ישראל מעליו, אלו פשיטה מומר אורו, זה מסייפה, ואפילו ישראל מומר, היי כדומה, אם מומר לדבר אחד, היי מומר אורו, אלו לב, מומר לב נזכחובי, וכיד רבונון, לאי, לאי לא מימלוך מומר לב נזכחובי, לאי, דיום אמר, חמור אבי נזכחובים, שכל הקיים ובו, כי מידה בכלת רכולה, אלו מומה לא איזה דובר. So before, when the Gemara wanted to mention a Raya to Rav Ezdin, from this Braise, the Gemara refuted that Raya was Matra. Because we could explain, the Gemara said, we can explain the Braise in accordance with Rav Onan's Din. Now that the Gemara is trying to mention a Raya to Rav Onan's Din, the Gemara refutes it and says, no, maybe the Pshat in the Braise is in accordance with Rav Ezdin. How is it all the MS? It all depends. But then the Gemara says, Tiyufte de Ravonon Tiyufte. So that means we have to explain the price in accordance with Rav's Din. So certainly, so the Aloche is not like Rav Onon, the Aloche is like Rav's Din. All right. So he says, So Rashi says, how do we know that a kiva b'avrizore is kimeide b'cholat erikule? Kidichsiv v'chisizgu v'lo yisasu es kol ha-mitzves ha-ele v'yalfinom b'heryes v'avrizkecho v'mayim. Because the parashah of kol for avrizore b'sheyeik, so it says, והיו אם מעין יועידו נס סוליש גורו ועשו נאו, סטארט פוסק חול בייס וחיסיס גור ולא יסעסו יש כל המצווס האלה אשר דיבר על שם המשה so יש כל אשר ציבה על שם הלכם ביד משה מנעים אשר ציבה על שם בהולו דרסיכם והיו מעין העידו נסר לשגוגו ועוס כל העידו פער במבוקר אחד לאילו וריח נחיח על השם ומחוסי ונזקי כאן משפוט וסירי זה מאחד לחטוס so that's the parasha that deals with par and tzoya helem shel tzibur so in other words if there is a helem tzibur in any other aveiro so then they have to bring it par. But if there is a halam tzibur in Avodah Zarah, then they bring it par le'ilo v'soil l'chatos. So the Torah refers to the Yisrael of Avodah Zarah by the expression v'chisish bo v'lisasu is kol ha-mitzvah Yisraele asher dibar ad Hashem ha-meshi. So memele v'yafinam be'heryes yavodah z'chov v'mayri. So that means that kol ha-keifa bo is kimeide b'chol ha-tere kolei. So maybe we can say, since avizori is so chomo, that kol ha-keifa bo is kimeide b'chol ha-tere kolei, so maybe mum el avizori is mum l'chatere kolei. All right. Meis, mikem v'lo ikilchem, lehitze is amum. In other words, the Torah says, odom ashki yakrif mikem. So, mikem v'lo ikilchem. There are certain Jews who cannot be makriv kol. Who not? Leitz is amuna. Mikem bechem cholakti veloy beumeis. In other words, so only by Israel there are certain Jews who are incapable of being makriv kol. But by goyim, so even if someone is an ibichovim mazol, is a pagan, he wants to be makriv kol mikem. By Jews, there are certain Jews who are incapable of being makriv kol. But the goyim, no matter what his behavior is, he can be makriv kol. Because ishish ki yakriv, so mikan, so that implies that akum is neiterim v'neidvim ki Yisroel. Alright. So mikem cholakti v'loi bumis min abheimo lehovi bnei odom shedeimim lebeheimo mikan omru mikabu mikobones mpeish Yisroel. כי שיעזו הרבה מתשובה, חוץ מנעמומר ומנעשרייה עם חלשם פרסי, הוגו וקשי, Amret mikem mikulchem, leitzis amumer. Vod atone mikam kabones mpeishi Yisrael. Holoi kashi. Reishe mumer lecholati rekule. Mitzioso mumer dolar echad. Eime se, son alo. Mumer lecholati rekule is incapable of bringing kom. But the mumer dolar echad can bring the kom. Eime se, chutz na mum nasi ayim chal jam vresi. Hai mumer echadom. Im mumer lecholati rekule ayim reishi. Why do you have to mention again? Vi mumer dolar echad. So it's a stira with the mitziyase. Kashi mitziyase, because mitziyase says, mikablim kobones mpeshi Yisrael. Imur dolarechot. El lav hoekona. Chutz min amumer, li nasich as hayayin, ul chal shabon ifaresi. What does it mean, mumer nasich hayayin? Mumer lav rizore. Alme, mumer lav rizke chobim. Habe mumer chater kule. Vitiyufte de ravonon, tiyufte. Tiyufte. Now let's see the Rashi. Mumer leisidovo, lishchit. ולטוב, והיא צריך להשמין עונדה לא ייתן לי, כי אם נדוש בכתיר אדום אליי, אלא ועדה כיסור אדום אליי. וטוב מאוד אמר עליי, וכי מזמנים לי סקים לשאול בכתיר אלוך לסוי. מכם עודם כי יקר, מכם קום, וגם בנדה עונדו מקסיב, דו כי יקר ממש בכשי יוצאו אקר. לאיצה המומר שמקבלו נדבוסי, מכם בכם חלק, תקלים המדחסיב היי מאותה בישראל, ובאומי תחסיב איש איש נבית ישראל שיקר קום מכל מדריכם. פרשת מום, מתיים כמה פירקים, איש בתלמודים, איש איש, לרבי סביב, כחובים של עידן דור עם דובי כישראל, וגם ידעו להקסיב מיעוטה, דליכתיב בנו אודם, כי יקריב קום, דימשו לי כל אודם, שמע מנה בכם חולקתי, שקשירים מביאים ולא יעמומרים, ולא יבאו מי שכולם מסנב ומקבל מהם, אם עדים אלי בהימו שמקיים עשה מצווס, מן דחסיב גבי בהימו, למותרי רבי הנירווה, הוכה דורש לי, ובקם, so now what is Rashi telling us, you see, he says, מן הבהימו, לאהוב את בני אדם שדמים לבהימו, מכאן כמובן של ישראל. We shouldn't make a mistake that the Gemara is learning it out, is deducing it from the term mean. It's not אדם מכן. So, כי יקריב, קורבן מן הבהימו. So the Gemara is not deducing it from mean, but the Gemara is deducing it from הבהימו, because mean is immune. And the Gemara is Mimayit, Reva Venirva, that it's possible in Mizbeach. But here the Gemara is Marbe, Peshi Yisroel, Bnei Odom Shedemim Libehemo. In other words, so you're not learning it out from Min. Min is a mute. And from Min, we are Mimayit, Reva Venirva. And from Abhemo, we are Marbe, Peshi Yisroel, in Mumer Udom Arechot, that he can bring the Kom. This is what Rashi says. The limud is not from Min, but from Behemo. Min is a mute. And we are Mimai Treve Venirva. And from Behemo is Marbe Peshi Yisrael. And Min, the Ziga Behemo, we mutter Venirva, or Kedosh Mor Kame, or Freiris, we Peshi Yisrael, Mashem Mizidi, Kitaim Sakasume, Pshoim Ilam Rodi, the Chinoim Amalachmi of Poshabi, Vain Mumer, or Kam Fosh of Oslo, or Nasir Zayayla Vikrovi, Imum of the Barak of Kashi Mitzis, the Konami Kama Seif, Allah Horekoma, Mikam Kabones, the Peshi Yisrael, the Mumel of the Barak. חוץ מהמומר נעשה יין וחל שבוסס, דה הנחמירה, אבל ממומר לבי סכחובים, כי מומר חלטי ריקו לדומה, הייתה נחמיר להם, שבס כאבי לסכחובים, דה לסכחובים כאיבה בקודש בורך, והמחל שבוס כאיבה במעסוף, ומאי צ'קע, של שבס הקודש בורך הוא במעסי פרשיס. Now, so we see, so the מסכון of the Gemara is, that the מומר לבי לזורי, זה מומר חלטי ריקו לה, and the מומר לחל שבי פרסיה, זה מומר חלטי ריקו לה. Why is Mumal Avrizor? Mumal Chater Kule? Because of the droshe of the V'chisiz Guvel Yisazu Eskola Mitzvah Zayle. So the Torah calls Avrizor Kola Mitzvah Zayle. It's the whole Torah. So that's the raya that Mumal Avrizor is Mumal Chater Kule. Why do we say that Mumal Echal Shabri Yifahesi is Mumal Chater Kule? So the Gemara, so the Rashi says, Haytan Echmir Olei Shabbos Kavir Yisichovim. The Rizkal Chovim Kiva Bakodish Boch, Ramchal Shabbos, Kiva Bimasov. But the Gemara here doesn't mention a posik in regard to Michal Shabbos Faresi. The Gemara here mentions a posik in regard to Ibavizore, but not in regard to Michal Shabbos Faresi. But I think that Rashi in Chumash mentions in the name of Ramesha Adarshan. The end of Shlach. So, in Bamidvot Esvov, at the end of Tzedre Shlach, Bamidvot Esvov, Posik Memalev. Pasik Memal. Und mir seht ihr, dass mir ist ein Adarsch, der Takti, wo man nicht mehr auf Parashas Mekesh ist, wie Parashas Abedizore. Because first is the Parashe of Abedizore. Vechisishgu, Chisishgu, wo ich sasso es kol amitze seil, asher diber ad Hashem al Meish. Then, the Torah says, Vayiu bnei Yisrael, right after this Parashe, from which we learn out that Muna la Brizor is a Muna Chater Kule, the Torah says, Vayiu bnei Yisrael bamidbo, Vayim tziu ish mikeshe sheitzim b'yim ha-shabbos. Ish mikeshe sheitzim b'yim ha-shabbos. So, Loma nismich of Parashas mikeshe ish li Parashas. Avrizore, Lema, Sham chalas ha-shabbos, Kevet Avrizore, Sharit shafish kulot chol ha-mitzvos. So that's the mocker. Vichenu emir be'ezre, Val har Sinai, Yoradito, Vatite le'am choteiro mitzvos, ושבס קודשך הוידאיתו להם. הוידאיתו להם. So that way, so that's the mocker. So that's the mocker for the other halach. For the other halach. All right. Now, so we say, מומל חלת ירקולה, מומל חל שבי פרסי, זה מומל חלת ירקולה. And מומל אבריזורי is also מומל חלת ירקולה. Is also מומל חלת ירקולה. Now let's see now the price. The price is as follows. Meise, mikem lo kulchem, leitze es amuna. Mikem, bochem chalakti, ve lo ibumis. Min abeim olo obi bni odom, shedim lo beim olo. Mikan oma kabo kubon jesu choy zahm shuri. Chutz min amume alo nazich, how does the Gemara explain it? Chutz min amume, how do we have to read it? Chutz min amume, le nazich, es ayayi, u mchal sham paresi. So the Gemara says, "Hogu v'kasha, mikem kulcha isamu me'al eto mikav kamen shoyo l'kasha. Rei she mumul chater kule. Mitzuhu se mumul tovarecha. Eim esei vechu zamun asaya mchal shem vresye, hai mumul reich dome. I mumul chater kule hai me reish. Vi mumul tovarecha, kasha mitzuhu se, el la vore koma. Chutz na mumul nas asaya mchal shem vresye. So, how many mumrim are mentioned in this crisis? Mumul chater kule in the reishe, mumul tovarecha in the mitzuhu, and then, two other mumrim in the seife. Mumel avrizor, nasa sayayin, avrizore, and mumel chalshav faresi. So, all together, how many different mumrim are mentioned in this price? All together, the reishe, mitziyese, and the seife. So, one mumer is mentioned in the reishe, one mumer is mentioned in the mitziyese, and two types of mumrim are mentioned in the seife. The mumer that is mentioned in the reishe is a mumel chaterikul. The mumer that is mentioned in the mitziyese is a mumel gavarechot. And the mumrim that are mentioned in the seife are mumel avrizorel in asas hayayin and mumel chalshav b'faresi. Mumel chalshav b'faresi. So, four mumrim. So, we know what chalshav b'faresi means. All right. We know what mumel in asas hayayin means. Mumel avrizorel. We know what mumer lidobarechot means. In mumel lidobarechot, let's say, in veles, or shatnes, or gilach peyes, I mean, Yontef, Chil Yontef, I mean, any other. But what's the meaning of Mumel Lecholat Yerekule? So you could say, since Mumel Lechal Shabbe Faresye, Mumel Avrizore, is in Mumel Lecholat Yerekule, so when the Reisha says, Lehitze is a Mumel, it has reference to Avrizore or Chil Shabbarese, but you cannot say it in this Vaisa, because the Gemara says, Hai Mumel Echetome, So that words, so whatever is mentioned, whatever mumer is mentioned in the seife, is not referring to the same type of mumer that the reisha discusses. This is what the Gemara is saying. So since the seife spells out mumer avrizor and mumer chatam faresye, so the reisha, the mumer chatam of the reisha, means something else. So obviously there is, besides mumer avrizor, and besides Mumel Chalshav Faresie, there is another Mumel Chaterikule. True, Mumel Lechalshav Faresie has a din of Mumel Chaterikule. Mumel Abrizor has a din of Mumel Chaterikule. But there is another type of Mumel Chaterikule. This is mentioned in the Gemara. Because the Gemara, we cannot say that when the Reisha says Leite Samumel, it means Mumel Chaterikule. Which Mumel Chaterikule? Abrizor Lechalshav Faresie. So then the Gemara cannot say, Hichedome imumel chaterikule hayne reishi. The Gemara says I'm a reishe. So that means that the mumal cholatelikule of the reishe is something other than mumal nasach zayayin, and something other than mumal chalsham paresi. What is it? So Rabbi Yeruchem deduces a very strange chiddush. He says that besides mechal shabim paresi and besides mumal avrizore, there is another mumal who shchita is osar, and that is someone who is a mumal lichol isurim shebateiro except avrizore and chal shabim paresi, and that's the mumal lichol atirikule. That's the mumal lichol atirikule that the Rishon mentions. Because it's muchach from this gemore that the mumer of the reishi is something other than mumer than the mumer that is mentioned in the sefer. So what is it? Now it couldn't be mumer ichon neveles, because mumer ichon neveles so is not does not have a din of muchach terekule. So it is someone that has a din of muchach terekule, and it's not it's something other than mumer amizore, something other than chal sham faresi. What is it? So Rabbi Yochem says. And there are more paskins at La'aloche. In other words, someone who is a mumer, the holy soul in Shabbateiro. So he cannot say the holy soul in Shabbateiro, including Abdizor Chetrapesi. So then, Dal the other soul. So he's a mehazidim of Mulchatore Kule because of Abdizor Chetrapesi. So it means, even if he's not a Mechal Shabbateiro, but, and he's not a Nevid Abdizor, but he's a very other soul. He's Mechal Shabbos Betzine, he's Mechal Yomtev, he's Chilev, he's Dam. He's even all Yisroel Shabbateir, except Chil Shabbos Mifahesye and Avrizor. So he also has a Dino Mulchat Rekule, he cannot bring any Kob, he cannot bring an Eilo. And he Shchit is Osa. He Shchit is Osa. The Mechaber says the Simen Beis Sifei Mumer Lachis Afil Gavrecha Oy Shu Mumer Abris Chovi Oy Lechal Shabbi Faresi Oy Shu Mumer Lechol Atir Afil Lechutz Mishtayim Eilu Dine Kevi Chovi. So if someone is Mumer Lechol Atir Chutz Mishtayim Eilu, he also has a Dine of Kevi Chovi. Now I would like to know what does it mean? I mean Mumer for all Yisurim Shabbateiro. Everything. I mean, all Yisurim Shabbateiro. You know, there is a story that a certain Mumer Lachis once came to Rabbi Eisel Harif. He was very sharp and very witty. So a certain master, the Mumer Lachis, came to Rabbi Eisel Harif and he said, Rebbe, I was makpid, it's a number of years that I makpid to behave at every Yisur of the Torah. But I'm not such a lumpen to know all the Yisurim Shabbateiro. Maybe you can tell me of an Yisur that I wasn't Teira yet. So Rabbi Zlachariv said to him, there is one Yisur that you are not Teira yet. So he said, what? And his face started to radiate. So he said, you are not Teira the Yisur of Ma'abidat Miladas. That's one Yisur that I'm sure you're not Teira yet. I mean, how is it possible that there should be a person in the world who is a Mumer for all Yisurim Shabbateiro except Avidizore and Chil Shabbos Faresi. All Yisurim. That means all the Yisurim Arayas. All right. It's possible that a person was able to all the Yisurim Arayas and all the Yisurim of Machalos Asures, of Neveles, and Shkotzim, or Remosim, everything. I mean, and then the Yisur of Nesir Tzachtu. So then you ask, but he was not able the Yisur of Mohammed Asmur Das. So, because if he did, so he couldn't shecht. So he couldn't shecht. But so that's no kashe. Because in Mabel Asmur Das, he comes within the Yisur of Ritziche. What Yisur is in Mabel Asmur Das? Because the Yisur of Ritziche is that if somebody kills himself, he's able to see Yotzoch. Because Lisir Tzoch applies to killing himself too, not only to killing another human being. But, I mean, it's very unlikely that there should be a person, a Jew, who is a mumer to all averes, except Chil Shabbos Faresi and Avizah. It's very unlikely. So, what it means, what Rabbi Yeruchem means, is something else. Rabbi Yeruchem means, if a person is not mikabel upon himself, does not submit to any surete. There are many Jews, unfortunately, assimilated Jews, unfortunately, who do not submit to a single Yisraelitah. Oh, of course you'll tell me, well, they don't steal, they don't kidnap, they don't rob. So it's true that they don't steal, they don't kidnap, they don't rob. But not because of Lesignevu, not because of Lesignev, not because of Lesiatzoch. The Lesiatzoch is not a deterrent to them. Because of moral reasons, or maybe they are afraid of the electric chair, I mean, they are afraid of prison. But as far as the love of Lesiatzoch is concerned, it's no deterrent. Reasons, moral reasons, other reasons. But in other words, he doesn't submit to any Yisrael. This, even though he's not in Chal Shabbat Paresye, and he's not in Ilah Rizore. But as long as he doesn't submit to any Yisrael, and there is not a single Yisrael of the Torah that deters him, so he also has a din of Imum al-Hatrekul. This is Rabbi Yeruchel's Pshat. Now, I think that the Rambam, does anyone have a Rambam Yilchus Teshuvah, first chelik, Sifra Mada? Now the Rambam in Perek Yud Hilchos Teshuvah mentions the list of people who are in them chelik l'mavo. So he says in Perek Yud Hilchos Teshuvah al chavov ve'ilu hein shein chelik l'mavo nechosim ve'ilu nevidunin al geilu rishon v'chatosam ve'ilu amoyo meilomim ha'minim v'apikosim v'akifrim v'tiro v'akifrim v'tiris ha'meisim b'yis ha'geil ha'mirdim v'achtiro rabim v'apirsim v'darakei Zibur ויועסים ויסמביר ביאדרומו בפרס כי יוקים והמוסכים ומטילאימו על הציבו שלוי לשם שמיים ושיפחידומים באו לשנור ובמשך הוא לא עושה then he says שניים הם המומים then he explains who is a mumer, who is a mean, who is not curious, who is a keeper but here then he says who is the mean, mumer that ain't one חלק ומבוא So he says as follows in our Chetes. Shnayim hem ha-mumrim mi-Yisrael. There are two types of mumrim. That ain't lom chemik l'mabo. Ha-mumer la-avir o-achas ve-ha-mumer l'chol atir ekol. Mumer la-avir o-achas ze sheherzik atzmei la-asis isi aveiro bizodei ve-hu gal ve-nispar simbo afim ho-yiso min ha-kalis ken she-hu zak tomid lil ve-shatneis oi la-hakif peyo ונמצא כאילו פתלו מצווה זו מן האילו מצלי, הרי זה מומר לאיסי דובר, והוא שיעשה לארץ. That's one מומר that אין לחלק לעבור. If someone is addicted to a certain avere, and he does it לארץ, because one could be addicted to it all. So if someone is addicted לארץ, to one avere, מומר לכל התרקול, then there is another type of מומר that אין לחלק לעבור. That's a מומר לכל התרקול. מומר לכל התרקול, כן החיזרים נדוסי יבדי כחובי, בשור שגזרים גזירו, וידבק בהם, ויימו, מה בצע לי להידבק בישראל שהם שווילים ונדופים, תאית לי שדבק באילו שיודם תקיפו, הרי זה מומל חתרקול. So how does he explain, how does he define מומל חתרקול? Someone who joins another faith, who embraces another faith, and he says, why should I be a Jew? After all, they are persecuted, they are harassed, They are discriminated against. It's much better. I can lead a much better life if I join another faith. So, in other words, what we call in popular language a mishumet. What is a mishumet? A mishumet means one who joins another faith, who gives up the Jewish faith, who officially gives up the Jewish faith. So that's a mumel chatreko. So the Ravid says, Omar Avrom, Umi Shechizel, Idasi Tichovin, Hinei Umeide Beleheyem, Varei Umi. So why does he have to mention him? among the Mumru Chatere Kule, he mentioned that a min is in a chilek mabo. If he embraces another faith, so he's a min. He denies the Jewish faith and he embraces another faith. Alright. So the Kesef Mishnah says that there is a very simple terrence. Because, first of all, there are certain, he says, there are certain faiths that are not in the Arizor. But see, the Rambam says that the Muslims are not in the Arizor because they believe in the unity of God. Let's say the Unitarians today. So they're not in the Arizor. And then the Rambam says, Mumel Chater Kulek in a Chizrim Lidosi Yid Kichovim Bisho Shekizrim Zero V'yidobik Bahem V'yeim Amabetzali Lidobik B'Yisroel Shem Shveilim V'Nodofi Tepli Shedobik Be'ilu Shalim Tkifo. The Rambam doesn't mention someone who embraces another faith because of conviction. If he embraces another faith because of convictions, then it's a mean. So without embracing the faith officially, he's a mean. He's in a Chelet Rabo. He mentions someone who does not join another faith because of conviction, but out of convenience, because it's inconvenient to be a Jew. It's much more pleasant to be a non-Jew. So because of that, he embraces another faith. So in Min he isn't, because Min is someone who doesn't believe in Ikradas, but someone who believes, but because of convenience, he embraces another faith, so he's not a mean, but a mumul chater kule is. A mumul chater kule is. Now, in other words, you know, there was a mishumet. That mishumet happened to have done a lot of good to the Jewish people. Chvolson, Professor Chvolson, he did a lot of good to Jews. And as a matter of fact, Yitzchok Chonon even sent him a thank you letter for the help he extended to the Jews. The time of Saddam, you know, so he did a lot of good to them. But he was a mishumet. So someone, a certain correspondent, asked him whether he became a mishumet, he embraced Christianity out of conviction or out of convenience. So he said, I embraced Christianity out of conviction because I became convinced that it's much easier to be a professor in the University of Moscow than to be a Milamed in a Jewish Chayla. So that was the conviction. I mean, so he was not a mean. He was a Mishumet. I mean, the Gdelim, many Gdelim, Rabbi Tzvi was the only one who agreed to write to him a thank you letter, and all the other Gdelim refused. There was a lot of pressure exerted on them. And Rabbi Tzvi wrote a letter, not because he wanted, you know, to show friendship to Mishumet, because he felt that by sending him a thank you letter, so he might in the future do more good to the Jews. But the other day, he refused to write to him a letter, a thank you letter, for the good he did for the Jews in Russia. Alright, anyway, so how does the Rambam define in Mumel Chater Kule in Mishumet? So I think that with the Rambam, when the Gemara says, it rises, Mikembeli kulchem, lehitzi es amumeh. So what does it mean, lehitzi es amumeh? Mumel chater kule. And that's something other than Michal Shabu Faresye and Mumel Avrizore. That's the real Mumel chater kule, you see. Ravonon said that the Mumel Avrizore does not have a din of Mumel chater kule. And so to Yuftel Ravonon. So what does it mean to Yuftel Ravonon? That Mumel Avrizore has a din of Mumel Chater Kule, but he is not Mamesh Mumel Chater Kule. The real Mumel Chater Kule is what we call Mishumet. That's a real Mumel Chater Kule. And Ravonon would be made that if a Mishumet will shecht, so Shchitos is Asur, like Shchitas Akum. There's no doubt. But Ravonon, now, we say to Yuftel Ravonon that a Mumel Avrizore has a din of a Mumel Chater Kule, even though he's not Mamesh Mumel Chater Kule, the real Mumel Chater Kule is a Mishumet. But in Mumel Avrizore, let's say a Jew who worships idols, but he didn't embrace another faith. He just worships idols like Achav. Achav never gave up the Jewish faith. Achav probably considered himself as a good Jew, I mean. Like all assimilated Jews, I mean, they consider themselves as the best Jews in the world. They give to the United Fund. I mean, they are the best Jews. So Achor was not really Mumel Chater Kule, but he was an Eved Avrizore. So the question is, does he have a din of a mumal chatere kula or not? So Rabbanon said no. And the Yuvdi Rabbanon. But the real mumal chatere kula is a mishumet. Now, when the Rambam mentions the mumal chatere kula that's in lechelik mabo, the Rambam doesn't mention Michal Shabbat Faresye. Michal Shabbat Faresye has chelik mabo. He has a din of mumer, he has a din of a mumer. So Shchitos is asuro. But he has chelik mabo because he's not mamish mumal chatere kula. The real mumal chatere kula is a mishumet. So even if he believes in kol ator, but if he comes a mishumet because of convenience, he's a mumal chatere kula. So this is the Rambam's definition of mumal chatere kula. Mumal chatere kula, mamish, that's a mishumet. And even if he's not a kefir, let's say he does it lit oven, he becomes a mishumet lit oven. Of course, if somebody accepts, becomes a mishumet in order to save his life, like certain unfortunate Jews in the time of the Holocaust, then it is not a mumal chatere kula. Because onus rachmone patre, he's mechuyev to be misanefesh himself, but as the Rambam says, he's still not a rosh. But if he does it out of convenience, not to save his life, just out of convenience to become a professor in the University of Moscow, or in order to become a millionaire, I mean in order to have an aim, to become a member of the cabinet, you see, then he's a mumal chatere kula. That's the real mumal chatere kula. Michal Shabbat Faresye, mumal avlizore, has a din of a mumal chatere kula in regard to all the psulim of Akum. So Michal Shabbat Faresye, mumal avlizore, has a din. But the real mumal chatere kula is a mishum. So in other words, Rabbi Niruchem deduced from this Gemara, there is another mumal chatere kula. So he said, someone who is mumat all the Isurim, chutz avrizor and chutzal faresi. So what does it mean? Someone who doesn't submit to any Isur. There is no Isur, there is not even a single Isur on the Torah that deters him. He doesn't kill anybody for other reasons he doesn't kill. He's not even the Isur Arayas for other reasons. But the Isur Arayas, the Lesinov, is not a deterrent to him. So that's Rabbi Yeruchem's pshat. But the Rambam Shiti is not like that. The Rambam Shiti is Mumar, Leitzes HaMumar, the real Mumar Chatere Kule is what we call Mishumet. Now, those who have to take the Prine, I would like them to be in my office in 10 minutes because I have to make a very important telephone call. But in 10 minutes, they should be in my office.
Tafei Yomed Aleph, just to the end of the Omer. To you, to the Rabbon and to you. Now, so the Gemara came to Maskone that Mumar Avizor is Mumar Chatere Kule. And Shchitosi Asuro, because he has the same soul as an Akum. So Shchitosi Asuro. Even though Achir Reine is on, and we see that he did everything in accordance with the dinim of Shchite, but it's like Shchitas Noch. Now why? Because Mumar Avrizor is Mumar Chatere Kula. How do we know that Mumar Avrizor is Mumar Chatere Kula? Because of the Gzeras HaKosuv, v'chisishgu v'leisasu es kol ha-mitzvus eile. And what does it deal with? Avrizore. So the Torah calls Avrizore kol ha-mitzvus. In other words, it is that so chmura aviris kichobim shekol ha-keifah bo kibayin v'cholat ha-rekulim. That's the expression used here in the Gemara. Now, the Rambam Now the Rambam says in Perek Dalet Mechashrite Haloch Yudalet V'im ho yomum alav lizore O mechalsha bevaresye O ya pekeres V'hu akim vabatei rov meish rabbeinu K'mo yishibarnu bil cheshuve Hareyu ki akum mishchito senebeinu. So the Rambam mentions also a kim vabatei rov, even if he's not an ilav lizore, even if he's not a mechalsha bevaresye. So he's also a mum alachat ekule, and this ki'akum u'shchito se'aso. Now, in respect to avilizore, the Rambam in Hilchos Avilizore says, kol hameideba, so Yisrael, or he says like this, mitzvah perik veis milchos avilizore haloche dalet, mitzvah saviliz kechovim keneged ha-mitzvah skulo, shenema v'chisizgu v'lisasu es kol ha-mitzvah. Now, what's lotion here? Doma Mahar, Chmura Vizchovim, Shekolakifa Boki, Maidi Beholatericole. Let's see there, what Rama mentions, the same aloche. So he says, Mipiashmu Lomdu Sheba Vizchovim, Makos of Midabir, Holomadito, Shekolamede Bavizchovim, Kaper Beholatericole, Uviholan V, Uviholmashen Stavuan V. מי אדום ועצי ואילום שנמה מנהיים אשר ציבו עד השם בהול על דרסיכם וכל הקיפר בבליס כחובים מיידי בכל התריקולי ובכל המביאים ובכל מה שנצטבו המביאים מי אדום ועצי ואילום והוא איקי הכל המיצס כולו דייסר וזוהר. So our Gemara says חמורה בליס כחובים שכל הקיפר בו כי מיידי בכל התריקולי. This the Rambam. So the Rambam, he says, mentions at the end, V'chol ha'kim v'abaviliz k'chovim, meidi b'chol ha'terekule, u'v'chol ha'mviim, u'v'chol ma sh'nitztav ha'mviim, mi'odom v'atzei v'ailom, v'u'yi k'akol ha'mises k'ulom. So that is mentioned, our loshim, here, chum, is mentioned at the end of Perik Veis, Mechata Mizor Halach Adalet. But at the beginning of Halach Adalet, he says something else, she'kol ha'meide b'abaviliz k'chovim, Kefir b'cholat yerikoli. Our Gemara doesn't say that. Who says that? Where did he get that lotion? That is in the Sefri. And that posik, v'chisish gula asis, es kol ha-mitzvahs. So the Sefri says, v'chisish gula isasu ablizor oyo b'chlal, kol ha-mitzvahs. V'akosuf mitzio m'chlol l'ach m'olam. So then the Sefri says, "Asher tziva Hashem al Meishe, minayin atoheimir, shekol hameide b'avilizore keifa b'aseres hadibres, talumim asher dibra Hashem al Meishe, ulaul leimir oidaber lekim es kol hadvorim el leimir. Achaz dibra lekim, aloi ki dvor keishin al Hashem, minayin b'meshe nistav Meishe, shenemar asher kol tziva Hashem lekim b'yad Meishe, minayin b'meshe nistav levim, shenemar minayim asher tziva Hashem, ומנין אבא משנסתיו ואובייס, תלמוד לימה, והולו לידרי סייכן, ומהיכון שישרח הקדוש ברוך הוא יצא בזה סעודם, שלו הישראל שמלכים על האודם. מגיד הקוסוב, שכל המידע באבליזורי, כיפה בעשרס הדיברס, ובמשנסתיו ומשה, ובמשנסתיו הענבים, ובמשנסתיו ואובייס, ויכולה כיפה באבליזורי, מידע בכל התריקול. So we have both expressions. The expression in Chum is, כל הכיפה באבליזורי, מידע בכל התריקול. And the expression in Sifri is kol hameide b'avlizore keifer b'cholat erikol. So the Rambam mentions both lashons. Now, so the lashon that is mentioned in Sifri, we can very well understand. In other words, kol hameide b'avlizore ki keifer b'cholat erikol.
that if somebody is made of Avrizoi, even though he's made in the Torah, he's made in the Torah, but he's still made of Avrizoi. Now you'll ask, how is it possible? Oh, it is possible. I mean, all the Neitzchim, they believe in Torah Shebichsav, in every word of the Torah Shebichsav, but somehow they reconcile it with their Mune, you know, what is Avrizoi. So, and so it's possible, it's conceivable that someone should be miming in the Torah, in Torah Shebichsav, and in Torah Shebaal Peh, and still be a made of Avrizoi. I mean, there were certain missionaries who tried to prove their faith from Amore Chazal, I mean, from Gemores, they tried to prove. So that's the Aloha. That is, if he says that Kol HaMeid Avrizoi, if somebody is made of Avrizoi, even if he says he's miming in every word of the Torah Shebichsav, and in Torah Shebaal Peh, but Al-Pedin is considered the Kefer B'cholat Yerkul. That we understand. But, and because of this, so if someone is a made of Avrizoi, if someone is a made of Avrizoi, so he's a Mumal Chatekul. The same Aloha as an Apikeres, a Kefer Bateiro. As an atheist, he's a Mumal Chatekul, as Rambam says. So that you understand. But the Loshin that is mentioned here in Chum is very strange. Chmura avides kovim shekola keifa bo ki meide b'chola terekole. Anyone who denies avidizore, who does not believe in avidizore, is considered a meide b'chola terekole. Now what, with whom are we dealing? With the Jew who is a keifa b'avidizore and is maimin kola terekole. So he's made b'chola terekole naturally. I mean, that's an identity. I mean, so what's the chiddush? So he says, the Omar Ma Chmura Avidis Kechovim Shekol HaKeifa Bo Kimeidi B'chola Terekole. So what does it mean? If someone is capable of Avrizoi and he believes in the Torah, he believes in Torah Shebichsav, Torah Shebaal Peh, so he Kimeidi B'chola Terekole. Of course, he is capable of Avrizoi and he's made B'chola Terekole. Naturally, he's made B'chola Terekole. I mean, how can you say that he's not a made b'chola terekole when he's given by Avrizoi and he's made b'chola terekole? So what's the chiddush? Chmura avidis kechovim? So what's the chiddush? So what do you say? Chmura avidis kechovim? Shekol hakeifa bo, even though he does not believe in the Torah, he's a keifa b'teira. Still, but the fact that he denies Avrizoi, that in itself gives him a din of made b'chola terekole. Is that so? So then he should follow, contrary to the Rambam, that any Jew who denies Avrizoi, even though he is an atheist and he doesn't believe in the Torah, so he should have a din of a made b'chola terekole and because he should be ksheiro. But we see that the Rambam says not like that. The Rambam says that if someone is kifa b'teiro, even though he's a kifa b'avrizoi, so shkitos is asur. The Rambam says, "V'moyo mumel avrizoi mechalsha b'faresye oya pikeres v'hu akifa b'teiro v'meish rabbeinu k'mo shibarnu b'lcheshuv areyu k'akum shos nevela." So if someone is not made a b'teiro, so shkitos is asur. He's not considered as a made a b'chola terekule just because he's kifa b'avrizoi. So what? So what does the Gemara mean? What is the Gemara mean? So, the Rambam mentions both halachas. The halacha that is mentioned in Sefri, Kol HaMeid B'Avrizoi Kekeifa B'chola Terekole, that we understand very well. Kol HaMeid B'Avrizoi, even though he's a maimin in the Torah, but Al-Pedin is considered like a keifa in the Torah. That we understand very well. But the Rambam mentions the other halacha that is mentioned now, Gemara. That Kol HaKeifa B'Avrizoi Kimeid B'chola Terekole. So, what if Shech? Kifa b'avrizore, and made b'chola terekole. Naturally, he's made b'chola terekole. Ma'akom hashmo, but kifa b'avrizore, not made b'chola terekole. So how is it? Does it? So the Rambam says that shkitos is asur. So we have to understand that. What does it mean? Chmura avidis kechovim shekol hakifa bo ki made b'chola terekole. B'chola terekole. Now, turn to the Rambam Pirush HaMishnah here.
Now, the second, not the first paragraph, Perek Rishon, Perek HaMishneh, but the second, and the Mishneh of Hashichad Ma'al Yad, Yitzur, Yikonish Vosik Shev. So then he says, Umashoma, the fourth line, at the end of the fourth line, in the second paragraph, Umashoma, Hakel Sheikhtim Bafu Yisroel Mumer, Yeish Ritnoi, Vahakim Teish Vosik Shev. היחוד שלו יהיה ירידה וסכיחובים שאומרו מומר אבל סכיחובים מומר לא חתר לכל והשני שלו יהיה מחלשה במפרסיה לפי שאיקה ביודינו גם כן שחלשה במפרסיה הרי הוא כמיד כחובים לכל דבר ואינימים והמינימים של חכומים הם פריצי ישראל ובואו מסעיל המקרים לפריציהם בתלמוד ואינו במינים גוזויים ואימהום שכור הסיכלוס אין סיכלון והשחירו הטייבס מר נפשייסון וכל כל הדס ועל הנביאים עליהם השולם בסיכלוסון ומרזיבין הנביאים במשן ידין בין יומו ואיזבין הדוסיס ונהגין קלס ריש והקט הזה איז the cut of meaning of apikורסי היקד דייג והחיסייפל וגרזי ואליש האחר דצימין זה אליש ברבוי ועדימלה, וידע שהוא שהוא מן הקט הזייס שרואו איזה עבר על מצווה מן המצווה דרך קלוס לא שיגיינו באיזה מעשה תיאלס תאיבו הוא ועדימלה עושה לכם שותוסי so there's the Rambam Shite that in Mum Arich Nevilis Lachis I'm not afke Nevilis Lachis any Aver Lachis spitefully So also has a din of a min of a mumel chaterikulei. Contrary to Shitas Rashi, we saw that Rashi says that we cannot be meiser behim or to a mumel hachis because he's choshed l'inabel b'yadayim. The implication being that if it's achir and reinisan and it's observed that the mumel hachis was shechet properly, so that's good. I mean, that's the shita of Rashi. But the Rambam shita is not like that. The Rambam shita is that the mumel echel nevilis l'achis or any avir l'achis even Levi Shatnes Lachis has a din of a mumel chaterikul. Listen, he says, V'chein domo, ton rabon, shchit asmin lavin iskhovin, piti paskusi, yeni hain esach, svor sifrikismin, peris of tvorin, bon mamzeri, umitnai hagimu mumel hazeh gam kein, shemut alechum shutosei. So when is it mut alechum shutosei? Shalo yehei tzduki oi baisusi, ve'im shnei akitei shiishrilu lehakrish bitirvei akabole. כמו שבאנו ביובס, עד ששובו אמס אצלום שקר, ונסיבי או איש, ונסיבי או איר, חישה ואפילו בארץ נחיחיס, יעבלו, והם שקיר עם איסון, אנשי דרינו, היה עם מינים שמוכלו ומין על אמס, אבל דינו, לי איס כדין המינים, לפי שאימו ואי למינוס המינים. So the Rambam says that if someone believes in תאו שבחסב, but he doesn't believe in תאו שבעל פה, so שחיתוס היא לעשות. Shchitos yasur, the Rambam says. Is Gakko. Why? Because of the Halacha in Rambam. Halacha in Rambam in Peridal and Milcha Shchite. Vimo yomum alav nizorim mechalsha befaresye. Oya pikeres. Vuakiva betir of Meish Rabbeinu kum shibam milcha shuvay. Hare il Gakko mishlas nevele. So he's referring to Hilcha shuvay. Vuakiva betir of Meish Rabbeinu. So in other words, whatever he says in Lechashuve, he says that they are, he says, Shlei shohin hakifrim bateirom. Hoim yashin hatirom imad ishem, afilu posikiach dafu tebachas, imo mamei sheomrim piatzme harizikifa bateiro, vichin hakifa bepirusho, vuteir shebarpe, vamakrish magideo, in tzodiko baisus, ואם ישעבירי החליף מצווה זוג מצווה אחרס, וכבר בוט לא תרזו, אף על פי שיהוי סומים עד השם, כל אחד משלי שאוהי לו כיפר עתיר. So in other words, so the Rambam says, that if someone is כיפר עתיר שבעל פה, not in תיר שבחזב, he's also כך. This is what the Rambam says, in פירוש המשנה, and it's משמע from the לושן הרמב״ם, in פרי ד' מלכה שחיתה, הלוכת י' ד' where he says, הוא אפיקרס, הוא עקיבא בתיר, הוא במי שרבינו, כמו שבאנו מלכה שובו, and in מלכה שובו he says, that כיפה בתיר שבחזב, כיפה בתיר שבעל פה, זה סיין האח, that means, so it's משמע, that the כיפה בתיר שבעל פה, so שחיתו עשידה אסור. That's one רמב״ם. But then, the רמב״ם says,
And what is the same Pirusha Mishneh? That he gave up Tesh Lapek, it's like it's too cute by Susi. So Shritos is Asura. Even if Achim Reinesim, he has a deal of Mumma, Akak Mchodor. But then, the Ramba, in Piridal and Reshrit, Alochas Tezayan says, Eru had Stukim va by Susi, Vitalmideen, Vicholatein Achreyen, Shein Maminim Bitero Shebaope, Shritos and Asur, Vim Shochatu before Neinu, Harezim Uteres. שאיניסה שחיתוסו אלו שמו ייקלקלו והם אינו מאמינים בתרס השחיתה לפי חוך אין למונים לימה לא ייקלקלו לא ייקלקלו. So the Rambam says in so many words that Tzedukim by Susim they cannot check because they cannot be trusted. They don't believe in Torah Shebal Peh. They don't believe in Torah Shebal Peh. So but if it's Achir Reinesa, so then the shechit is a shechit kshayo, and the mokia for this Rambam is kusi. There is a mach. The Gemara says that kusi, if it is Yisrael Yitzel Nichnas, so the shechit is kshayo because then it's a raya that is shechted properly. But if someone who doesn't believe in Torah Shebal Peh has a din of imuma, so just it should be just like muma labrizore. So even if he's the best shechet in the world, so shechit is yasur because he's kach mechodov. It's like a goy. Being a good sheikh, so he should say asur. So why does the Gemara say that kusi if Yisrael yitzim nichnas, so he should say shero? So it's a raya that even someone who is kefir tero shebal peh like a kusi or is to keep a susi, so he should say is muteres as long as we know that he was sheikh fakir. But there is a stira between the Rambam in Pirush HaMishneh and the Rambam here. Now, there is another Rambam, Ligabe Bittul Ishus. Now, the halacha is that a goy, if you have a goy, a tenant in a building, he cannot be Mevatul Ishus. And you cannot make an Erev. You have to be Sechem Mokim from the goy. So, the halacha is if one of the tenants is Machal Shalom Haresi or Mulav Nizore. So again, he cannot be battle issues. You have to be Seicha Moki. So the Rambam says, in Chaserah, Perik Beis Mechaserah Malochet Ezayin, Yisroel Shu Michal Shabbos Bifaresye, Oy Shu Eibila Benizkichovim Mazoles, Hareyu Kevitkichovim Mazoles Chodvor. ואם מערבין ימי ואם מבט לשוס אלא שיח ממנו כביכול מזולס אבל אם בו יום נפיקוס אם שאין נבנה וזכיכול מזולס ואם מחל שבוס כי גאין צדוקים ובי סוסים וכל הכיפרים את ירוש הבעל פה כל של דובר כל מי שאין ימי למסעס ערב אם מערבין ימי ושאין ימי בערב ואין שיח ממנו but you don't have to resort to שכיר הסמוקים לפי שאין יקיל כל מזולס אבל מבט לו רישוס אל ישראל הקושה ויזור את הקם. So the Bess Yosef says, because the shit is a Rambam is now, does anyone have here the last חלק Rambam? I didn't know it. לך זמן. Perigimum milches mamrim haloche alef haloche beis haloche gimum. Now there's haloche of zok mamre. What does zok mamre mean? If a certain talmid chochem is chilek on the royal bez nagodu and his mere lase is contrary to the psak of bez nagodu, then he's chayuv mise. This is zok mamre. So the Rambam says, mi shein meide b'tira shebal peh eini zok mamre omu b'tira. Elo arei ze b'chol apikosim. In other words, when does one have a din of Zok Mamre? If, let's say, he himself is Yisroel Kosher, and he is Maimim B'teira, B'teira Shebechzav, B'teira Shebalpeh, and he passed the Shailas, but in one Indian, he was Chilek Ambez Nagod. But if someone rejects the Torah Shebaal Peh completely, then he's not Hizok Mamre. He's not Hizok Mamre, then he's not Pekeres. Mi Shemeide B'Torah Shebaal Peh, Ein Hizok Mamre Omo B'Torah, Ela Harei Zeh B'Chol Apikosim. Mi'acha Shemisparse, Shehu Keifa B'Torah Shebaal Peh, Harei Hu Kishor Kol Apikosim, Ve'Oimri Min Torah Min HaShemayim, Ve'Amosrim Ve'Amumrim, Shekoreinu Einom B'Chol Yisrael. So he says, Shekoleilu Einom Bechol Yisrael. So the Rambam says, in so many words, that if someone is a Kefa B'Tiro Shebar Peh, he is Einom Bechol Yisrael. He is Imum Aluchat Erekule. He has the Psul. What do you mean Einom Bechol Yisrael? A Goy isn't. Imum Alav Lizor is also a Jew. Yisrael Afu Peshachot Yisrael. It only means he has the Psul of an Akum. So Shekoleilu Einom Bechol Yisrael. Bamed Vorm Amurim, the Rambam continues, B'yi Shekofa B'Tiro Shebar Peh, B'machshavtei, ובדבורים שנראו לי ויולך אחת הייתה הקל לו ואחר שחירוס ליבי וכיפה בתירו שבעל פה תחילו קיצוני כבייסוס וכן כל התאים אחר אבל בני התאים האלה ובני בניהם שהדיחו איסום אבי איסום ונעלדו בין הקרואים וגידלו איסום על דייתום הרי הוא כתינק שנשבו בניהם וגידלו ונזוריס להכריז בדרכי המצווס שהרי הוא כאונוס ואף עוד פי ששומע הכין שהוא יהודי ורואה היהודים ודוסום, הרי הוא כאונוס, שהרי גדלו על תאוסום. כך אילו שאומרנו, איכסים מדרכי אבייסום הקרואים שטוב. לפי כך, רואו להחזירון בתשובו ולמושכון בדברי שולים, עד שיערזרו לאיסן הטרו. עד שיערזרו לאיסן הטרו. So the Rambam says, that when do we say that an Epicurus, someone is Kefa B'Tiro, it doesn't make any difference whether it's a Kefa B'Tiro שבחזב או שבחזב או שבחזב, it's enough. So he's Einom Bechlal Yisrael, that is, if he himself became a Kefir. But if he was raised by his parents to be a Kefir, so then he does not have a din of Emunah. Because he's a Tinek Shenish. In other words, so the first ones, Tzadikos Paisus, so they Einoch Haname, they have a din of Emunah Chatere Kule. But the children of the Karaites, of the Zdukim, who are raised as Dukim, they have a din of Enonu, so is Rachmone Patre, so Memele, they do not have a din of Emumea, Lecholat Erekole. So, the Bes Yosef says, that the reason as to why the Rambam says, in Lechit Perik Veiz Milche Shabbos, that in Mechal Shabbos Ufares, so you have to be Sech Amokim, he cannot be Mevat Rishus, and the Tzduki can be Mevat Rishus, because the Rambam has reference to the Tzdukim who are raised as Tzdukim. So they're Tinik Shani Yishmo, they're Anusi. And the Bes Yosef says, and when the Rambam in Yolach HaZoko says that Zdukim by Susim Sheshochtu, Zdukim by Susim Sheshochtu, so im achirin rei leison, so the Shechita is Muteres, he also has reference to the second generation, the third generation, fourth generation Zdukim. And when the Rambam Pirush HaMishne says that Zdukim by Susim Sheshochtosin is Asuro, he has reference to the first generation Zdukim, who themselves became, not that they were raised as Dukim. So they are not Anusim. So they have a din of Mumre. They have a din of Mumre. So in other words, so you see the Shittas Rambam. As a matter of fact, the Rambam even says, Mishnah says in Gittin, Kol Shtar Sheyeshalov Afilei Dechot Kusi, Kusi means the Kusi, Posel, Chutz Migitin Noshim Shechur Avadi, Shem Sherim Beidechot Yisrael Beidechot Kusi, Vihu Sheyye Kusi Chover. So Gittin Noshim Shechur Avadi, Gittin Noshim Shechur Avadi, so if let's say a kusi is signed on the get, so is kosher. That the Gemara says, and then so the Rambam says ובזמן הזה שהכוסים בעצם פרק ווב מלכס עבוד עם הלוך ווב ובזמן הזה שהכוסים כעקום בכל דבריהם so there is no nakmine in respect to kusim because the chachomim were gezer and then they have a din of an akum so on the remained all the remaining mehen lizdukim שהצדוקים בזמן הזה כמו יקוסי בעיסי הזמן קדם שגוזו עליהם שיקעת מכל דבריהם so in other words so that means that if a tzduki signed any get the get is kosher how can it tzduki be kosher like this when the Rambam himself says that an apikeres one is gave a bateo is possible like this it means an apikeres is possible like this so that means even if he's not a Rosh he's not a Mechal Shabbos he's not an Echel Treifes if he's an Echel Treifes so then he's a Rosh he's possible like this on the score of Achilles Treifes but let's say an Apikeres like Mordechai Kaplan everybody says that he never carried on Shabbos he always carries the handkerchief around the neck I didn't see it and I'm not I'm not sure that this is so, but this is what his Talmidim say about him: that he never carries on Shabbos, and the handkerchief he carries around the neck. But he's certainly posleides; he's a mumul chater kule because he's an apikeres. So in other words, so an apikeres is posleides. Rambam says in Perek Yud Aleph Milchaseides Halacha Yud Ha-Muslim Va-Apikosim Va-Mumrim Lo Yitzricho Chachomim Limneisom Bichlal Psuleides Shalimonu El Rishi Yisrael Avol Eilu Ha-Meyodim Ha-Kefrim Pchusin Heim Minei V'Gichovim Shalim Gichovim Lemailim Lemeridim V'yesh Lechzidei Anchilek Lemabo V'eilu Meridim Lemailim V'eilu Lemchilek Lemabo So now Pekeres is Psuleides And the Rambam says in the Chesmamrim, it doesn't make any difference whether he's an Apikeres who is kiva b'tiro shebechsav or an Apikeres who is kiva b'tiro shebaope. And still he says that the zdukim bizman hazeh kmo ikusi b'isi hazman. So if he is an aid, and he get, the get is kosher. So how is it? So he says to himself, the answer is, when does the Rambam say that an Apikeres, one is kiva b'tiro shebechsav b'tiro shebaope, he's posleides and the Chachomim didn't even have to count him. The Chachomim only had to count Rishi Yisrael, but he is worse than Rishi Yisrael. That is like Tzadik Baisus, who is Kefa Batero Trilo, a first generation Apikeres. But a second generation Apikeres was raised by parents who are Kefrim, so then he's an Onus. So this kind of Apikeres, who is an Onus, who is a Tinik Shenish, boy is Kosher Leides, with the Reis. This is what the Rambam says. Now, because of that, let's say if a woman got married in a Reform temple and the Reform rabbi was the Misadat Dushin, so he officiated, so then she requires a get midraisa, she's an ishishish. She's an ishishish gmura. Because when a Reform rabbi officiates, so they also, the chosn also puts a ring on the finger of the kale, and there are a number of Reformed Jews who see it. So even though they are kefrim b'teiro, but they are anusim. I mean, 95% of the Reformed Jews have a din of anusim. There are others who are not anusim. I mean, who are raised in an Orthodox home, and then they became Reformed Jews. So in Chanamet, they are postulates. But 90 or 95% of Reformed Jews are Tinik Shenishmos. So Memele, they are Kosholeides Midaraise. So Memele, the Kedushin is Dushin Murim. So she requires a get. You see. Now, we raise the question, what's the pshat in this Gemara? When the Gemara says,
When the Gemara says, "Chmura v'zikhovim shekol akifavo ki meide b'chol aterikol," Monefshek. If he's kifav abrizori and he's meide mamish b'chol aterikol, naturally he's meide b'chol aterikol. By Michael Mashman. So the Gemara is reference to someone who's kifav abrizori and he's not meide b'chol aterikol. If he's not meide b'chol aterikol, so how can he have a din? He's kifav b'chol aterikol. So how can he have a din of a made b'chol aterikol? The Rambam himself says that the Yisrael HaPikiris who came about Eiro, so even though he's not an Eivid HaMizori, he's came about Mizori, so Shchitos Yasuro, the answer is, what it means is, if someone is came about Mizori, and he's came about Mizori, so even though he's not a Eivid HaMizori, but he's not a Eivid HaMizori because he's anonymous, he's a Tilek Shenishmo. So then the halacha is that he has a din of a meidim b'chalat erikule. If he's a tinnik shenishma, so shchitos is kshir, and that's his special zeras hakosov. Now, why do we have to resort to the halacha of kimeidim b'chalat erikule? Why do we have to resort that he's kimeidim b'chalat erikule? I mean, he shouldn't have a din of a mumer because he's not a roshe. Onus chachma epatre. The answer is, now, how about the more Rabbonon held that the mumer l'avrizore is shritos ekshev. In other words, according to Rabbonon, the mumer l'avrizore is not a mumer l'chater ekole. And who is the real mumer l'chater ekole? So we pointed out last time, that according to Rambam, the real mumer l'chater ekole is what we call a mishumer. One, there's a difference between an Eved Avrizore and a Mishumer. Someone can be an Eved Avrizore without being a Mishumer. And someone can be a Mishumer without being an Eved Avrizore. Let's say if somebody is